Good afternoon and welcome to UNZA Radio Menu broadcast at 17.5 hours. The headlines in local news: civil servants urged to stay non-partisan. Judgment date set in murder case of 10-year-old Universal Kamushi. International news: Kenyan authorities paid tolls to threaten Gen Z protesters. With the news in detail, my name is James Mwale. In local news, the Civil Service Commission acting chairperson Louise Sian Sandiabantu says the commission expects a professional and disciplined civil service that is ready to execute its duty. Speaking during a courteous call on Wafula Province Women Secretary, Prudence Yandabantu says the commission will continue to strive for a conducive working environment for civil servants. Chinama notes that the commission's presence in the province reaffirms government's commitment to ensuring that public institutions remain people-centered and anchored in the values of integrity and transparency. She says Wafula has successfully processed 712 cases under the Human Resource Management Committee's delegated functions, which include 610 staff confirmations, 93 substantive promotions, 6 normal retirements at the statutory age of 60, and 3 retirements on medical grounds. Chivuluma Mines PLC has reported the Kalulushi Municipal Council to the Ministry of Lands over the council's alleged illegal issuance of recommendation letters for plots on land belonging to former Chivuluma Mine employees. In a letter addressed to the chief lands officer dated November 6th, the company argues that the council has no jurisdiction over the spent Maselene area property and should not be recommending anyone for ownership of the land. The correspondence signed by company representative Jean Miranda says the land was purchased by Chivuluma Mines at a cost of 1.5 million kwacha specifically to benefit 200 former miners. The company says the acquisition was meant to honor the ex-employees and ensure they have access to decent accommodation. The acting vice-chancellor at the University of Zambia has urged the staff in higher learning institutions to utilize AI in the teaching learning process effectively at the Zambia Association Colleges and Universities ZAKU workshop. The 3-day 2025 ZAKU academic staff training workshop, which is being held under a theme enhancing academic excellency through capacity building at the University of Zambia, has brought together staff from various institutions. Speaking at the event, Acting Vice Chancellor Professor Triwo Kalusopa says that AI has brought both opportunities and challenges to higher education. Kalusopa says that while AI has the potential to revolutionize teaching learning, it must be approached with caution. He adds that there is a pressing need to effectively harness AI in education without compromising the fundamental aim of fostering creativity in higher education. Still in local news, the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has called for international support on integrated development planning IDPs to enhance fight against climate change. In a statement issued today, Dr. Gabriel Pollen says the ministry is participating in COP30 with a clarion call for international community to help support Zambia's IDPs. Dr. Pauline emphasized the need to empower local authorities as a critical component, ensuring that climate action is not an isolated initiative, but a fundamental integral part of all local government functions. He says using IDP as a local, legally mandated planning framework will empower more local authorities to move beyond standalone climate action plan to creating a cohesive long-term strategy for a resilient and sustainable local community. He explains that IDPs are important in enhancing rural development in Zambia because they form the primary strategic instrument used to guide local authorities and communities spending the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. He adds that local authorities need global support because they are responsible for planning, maintaining infrastructure like water systems, transport networks, which are all directly impacted by climate change. The Young Men Christian Association chairperson has underscored the need to recognize and support men's well-being as the world commemorates International Men's Day. Speaking in an interview with On the Radio, Dr. Ephraim Zulu says this day serves as a reminder to men of the pressures, risks, and responsibilities that they carry as they work to provide for and protect their families. He notes that while events like Women's Day attract widespread attention, issues affecting men often receive limited visibility despite the significant mental and emotional strain men endure. He says International Men's Day creates space to appreciate men's contribution and to reflect on the challenges they silently comfort. Zulu says that the YMCA and other civil organizations provide a safe and non-governmental environment where men can share their experiences and access both psychological and spiritual support from trained professionals. Meanwhile, Samuel Mushapa, president for the Catholic Student in Zambia, says men should feel free and comfortable to seek help as men are also human beings, and them being men does not make them to be immune. Finally, in local news, the Lusaka High Court has set December 19, 2025 as judgment day in the murder case of Universo Kamushi, the 10-year-old girl whose depicted body was discovered in Lusaka West in 2023. High Court Judge Mwaka Mukalile announced the date after the accused, Harrison Chisenga, age 27, closed his defense. Chisenga is charged with the murder of Universo, a grade 3 pupil at Mano Primary School in Westwood, in an incident believed to have occurred on March 24, 2023. In his defense, Chisenga denied murdering the child, claiming he was forced to confess after being beaten by police, adding he was hallucinating when he implicated over suspects, including a witch doctor. Chisenga also denied escorting Universo home on the day she was allegedly killed. Universo's decomposed and depicted body was discovered on March 27, 2023, 3 days after she was reported missing. According to state witnesses, the girl was last seen with Chisenga, who had offered to escort her home. We now take a short break. Still to come is in the